what I love about Lake Michigan is it's the coldest, clearest, almost Caribbean blue water on the planet. And that's something that I think people don't understand, is that it is an ocean. It needs to be somewhat categorized as something very different and, you know, hard to find, unique.
When you look out on this vast body of water, again, you feel like you're on the ocean because you can't see the other side, but it's all fresh water, which is pretty amazing and special.
Oh, I love the entirety of it. It is so big, so pure, so vast, so wild, so there for everybody. I love going on the water. I love looking at the water. I love smelling the freshness. It's paradise.
Something that I love about Lake Michigan is it's like my backyard. Even though I'm from the east side of the state, I love just driving and coming here because it's so nice and you can do everything that you want to and just be peaceful.
Well, Line 5, I can't believe was put there in the first place. And when I learned about it, I jumped right on board with trying to support the people that are working so diligently to try to remove it. And here we are tonight at this wonderful event. We'll be very pleased once Line 5 is removed. We all know that it's going to be removed if the worst case scenario happens, and that's when we don't want it to be removed. We want it removed now while our water is safe and pure, and hopefully things like this will not happen around the globe either.
With all the studies that U of M has done, I think it's time to shut it down, and I wish our government would just do something right now.
Yeah, when we became aware of Line 5, I was surprised that it had the age factor associated with it and some of the issues surrounding the structure itself. And I think the engineering reports we just can't put those aside. There's a lot of validity to the fact that a 63-year-old pipeline is just ready to be a danger to our water, which affects everything from recreation to commerce to drinking water. I think people maybe don't put enough stake on the fact that the drinking water from millions of Michigan residents comes from the Great Lakes.
When I became aware of the Line 5 pipeline running under the Mackinac Straits, I was shocked, first of all, that it ever was placed there, but then secondly, that it's an aged pipeline. It's not even aging, it's aged. So that means that it's beyond its life expectancy.
They need to correct that problem immediately. It's a real problem and a huge possible detriment to the entire environment and around Mackinac and both of the Great Lakes that come together, and it's a frightening thing to me.
We need to protect our Great Lakes no matter what. Everyone uses it in their own specific way. If it has to do with the businesses, marinas, just the joy of everyone's life kind of just evolves around the Great Lakes. And if we didn't have that, then we wouldn't be anywhere, and Lake Michigan wouldn't be called the freshwater state.
We need to protect our water.
I strongly believe that Line 5 should be decommissioned. It right now is not acceptable as a place for transporting fuel and the gas. So vulnerable that it creates a large chance that it could cause oil spills, which would be devastating not only for recreational purposes, but for commerce, for tourism, for people who enjoy the beauty of the area, but also the use of the area. And it really would be something that could not be rectified in our lifetime or even our grandchildren's lifetime.
I don't want to see the beauty taken away. And, you know, just spilled oil is, we've already seen it. We've seen it everywhere. And it's not necessary. And as long as somebody's there making money, they're willing to say it's okay.
I think Line 5 is a risk that we don't want to take, that the tourism industry in northern Michigan doesn't want to take. I don't think it's smart business. I think that there are other ways to accomplish some of the goals, and I think that business has spoken in northern Michigan, and I think we ought to listen very carefully to what they say.
I think it's way too old to be still in use, and I think that it's kind of like an accident waiting to happen.
It's just wrong thinking to take any risk on it, even when they put it in. Why? Why did they do that? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense for the risks.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah, it's time to shut it down. Let's really get on it.